Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hi, Dee. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Independent Bank in Michigan. We have a mutual customer that has filed a dispute for a charge from you guys claiming it is unauthorized fraud. Rather than sending their claim directly to chargeback, I'm investigating the legitimacy first. Is this something you and I can take a quick look at together, please?
Yeah, no problem.
What would you like from me to start locating the account?
Okay, to start us off, can I confirm the customer zip code?
Yes, 49349.
Thank you. And their first and last name?
Holly Sims. I'll spell it for you. H-O-L-L-Y, Holly. And then Sims is S like Saturday, I M like Michigan, S like Saturday.
Thank you. Okay, I did find an account matching the customer's name. And for security purposes, can you confirm their address?
5623 Five Mile Road, White Cloud, Michigan, 49349.
Okay.
What do you have for the customer's email and phone number?
Okay. For email, we have, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. For the phone, we have 231-408-8288. And the email, crazy_joe_49349@yahoo.com.
Okay. So everything there matches except for the phone number. Let me take a look real quick while we're looking at this and see if we have another number on file just in case. However, I'm satisfied enough to not pursue the chargeback. I would just like some more information about the charges, the charge itself. But can I confirm real quick, that address that I confirmed with you, 408-8288, yep, that is another number we have for the customer. So we're all good there. Is that the address that was used for both billing and shipping?
Yes.
Okay. The charge that they're disputing is April 13's billing of $59.89. Is that a reoccurring or one-time charge?
That would be a recurring charge. So what the customer, what that charge was for is back on the 13th, the customer did enter a contest to win a mixer. I mean, in terms and conditions, it informed the customer that along with that contest entry, she would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to our Bite to a Meal app. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Yep. So the April 13 entry, was that a sweepstake?
Correct.
And it was for the mixer, you said?
Correct.
Now, were they on a trial period where they could prevent that monthly reoccurring billing for the meal app, or is that automatically accepted when they accept the terms and conditions?
Let me confirm.
I deal with the sweepstakes calls a lot. Sometimes the monthly billing for the app is, you know, they've got 48 hours to prevent it. Sometimes it's right away, so I just needed to know. I assume right away based on the date that the billing started.
So no, it wasn't a trial that they had to call in and cancel within.
It was right away. Got it.
Correct.
All right. So like I said, the bank has set aside the charge is valid. We will not be pursuing this into chargeback. However, because the customer has filed a fraud claim and it is reoccurring, are you able to go ahead and cancel that account for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get that canceled. Give me just a second. And was the charge disputed by any chance?
It was, yes. So, and we're not proceeding with it. So if you guys are willing to refund it, I'm sure the customer will be really appreciative. We're not going to pursue it. So there's nothing there blocking it if you do decide to refund.
Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and issue that refund for. Give me
just
a second.
Thank you. You're the best. Thank you.
No problem. Give me just a second. I'll be back with your cancellation number.
Thanks. Take your time.
Okay, that has successfully been canceled, and the customer will no longer receive any future billings, and it has been refunded back to the account. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days to process. I do have that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
I am ready. Thank you.
Okay, that is C as in cat, 920-570-405.
All right, you've been so helpful. Thank you for everything today.
Okay, no problem. Was there anything else I can do to help you?
That's it. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Have a great day, and thank you for calling customer
Bye-bye.
Service. Bye.